Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. I'm missing my usual intro music and will be missing the exit also because I am on vacation in Laguna Beach, California. But here I am, you know, in downtown Laguna Beach, right on the ocean, and if you hear what sounds like traffic noises, it's not. It's just surf. And yes, I'm having a great time. Thank you very much. Haven't seen hide nor hair of Dr. Fred Bell, but I hear that he's in town and he's around here somewhere. Hopefully I get to see him before I leave. My special guest tonight is Jeanette Parrott. And what she has... I'm sorry, Jeanette, did I pronounce that right? Is it Parrott or Perot?
Parrott.
Okay. Okay, that's good. And Jeanette has some really interesting information. I was fortunate enough to have a session with Jeanette this last week, and she's using an LIFE biofeedback program, and it's quite interesting. And so, Jeanette, I'm going to let you introduce yourself and, you know, give people your background and such, and then tell them all about what you can do with that particular program. I was just blown away. It's just, it's an immense, really interesting thing. So go ahead.
Well, I was in the medical field 14 years, and decided that I wanted a change and felt that alternative would probably be a good way to go. I wound up getting the attunements for Reiki and worked with energy, worked with Korean masters, and trained with them for about 3.5 years in energy healing. And then my naturopath in Seattle actually had told me about the life system, and I was hooked up to the machine and felt that it gave me a lot of good results, and decided that this might be the perfect thing for me to be able to marry the energy work that I did with the masters and bring sort of a medical background with the biofeedback together.
Well, and I can tell you after my session, I was really impressed because it did pick up a lot of the stuff I knew about, some stuff I didn't know about, and I'm, you know, I'll have you explain, you know, how it's not necessarily in this lifetime as we get into it a little bit more. But I was really impressed because what it did pick up was quite a few of the things that I'm currently working on or have been working on, you know, in the recent past. And so that's a really good verification for me. You know, if I have it done on myself and I find something like that, then I know it works.
Yeah.
So that's an important thing, you know, because there are so many machines out there, and, you know, people say, well, this works, this doesn't work, you know, whatever. But I have found that for myself, it was very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you could tell the listeners a little bit about, you know, kind of the basics of what the Life Biofeedback Machine is.
What it does is it reads 7,000 frequencies in our bodies and gives me the top 2,000 in 37 different categories to review. It also allows me to send positive frequencies for the different areas of the body, from bone to allergies to muscles, down to the chromosome level, gene level. And it's really been just a phenomenal experience for me, being able to see the difference that it does for people.
Yeah, it was quite interesting to see the massive amount of information that this program does. And we were there, what, 2 hours, I think it was?
Yes.
And we only did a portion of the screens that were available.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything from the physical body to the chakras to the emotional body, the mental body, I mean, just so many different things, to miasms, to, you know, all of the things that run in families, to the DNA, to, I mean, I just was blown away. I'd love to have one of those in my office just for fun, you know. I wouldn't sit there for 2 hours like you do, but...
Well, we can work on that.
Yeah, I'll just send them to you. But it was just so amazing to me. I mean, what a body of work that somebody put together.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if you would explain to the listeners... What, you know, you say you're giving frequencies, you're detecting frequencies and you're giving frequencies. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that for the people?
Well, a lot of times people will come to me and they'll tell me that they have a muscle ache or a stiff neck or, you know, their bones ache. And so I can go in there and work in areas, say, for bone, and we can do, like, send frequencies for bone regeneration, bone trauma, bone spurs, osteoarthritis is another one that frequencies are available for. And we can send those positive frequencies to the body, and it allows the body to begin to heal itself with the positive frequencies, is what I have found.
Mm-hmm. And if you could explain a little bit more about the frequencies, because I know there's a lot of people out there that this is like a foreign language to them. So what exactly do you mean by frequency?
Well, it's energy. It's connecting with our own electromagnetic field.
Mm-hmm.
And it's energy that's going into these different areas, even to the etheric level of the body.
So would this be like a sound frequency? Would it be
vibrational?
A specific hertz?
More like a vibrational type frequency.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so now the machine measures that precisely, right?
That's my understanding. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so it finds what's lacking.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sends that lacking frequency to the body so it can kind of look at it and go, oh,
mm-hmm.
oh yeah, that's right. That's the way I'm supposed to vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cells can vibrate correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So in that way, it's kind of like a multiple wave oscillator,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the Casey machines. And actually, I have one of those.
Mm.
And yeah, and I know with that particular device, I've seen changes in people in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
As it kind of reminds the body or reminds the cells of what level they're supposed to vibrate at to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And now the other thing that I felt about it is kind of that it's like a mixture. Somebody asked me to explain it, and I said, well, I don't know if I'm doing this justice, but I know it's biofeedback in that, you know, frequencies being sent out,
mm-hmm.
and the body reacts to it, and then the machine determines, you know, if that's right or not, and then sends back the correct frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that part.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it also seems like it's a combination of the whole quantum physics thing, you know, of vibration,
mm-hmm.
as well as radionics and homeopathy,
mm-hmm.
And also you have that acupuncture meridian program.
Right.
So, you know, what I've said for a long time is that everything is frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes sense that you would be able to take a machine and duplicate the frequencies of each one of these treatments,
mm-hmm.
because it is all frequency. Is that correct?
It's all frequency. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, it's such a vast area. I'm having a hard time trying to figure out what to ask you. It boggles the mind, really. Listeners, if you could see this, you would want one. These are just so cool. I mean, just going through the different screens and seeing all the different things. And one of the things that was interesting, too, as you were showing me, Jeanette, is that when we were looking at, like, the top 20 things, they were ranked in order of priority.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were explaining different things, you know, based upon whether it was physical, mental, emotional, energetic, you know, whatever.
Right.
And that was kind of interesting that you can actually print this out if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that'd be a hell of a lot of paper.
Right.
And you'd use up an awful lot of ink printing out a complete program for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see why you don't do that. But it's nice to have that to look at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very visually compatible.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that to be really interesting. And I think that just with what little I've seen, I think it would be a really good adjunct to normal therapy that people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to tell if it's actually improving, to tell if you know, if you're really going down the right avenue,
mm-hmm.
you know, because a lot of us are medically intuitive,
mm-hmm.
but then there's always that little margin of error,
mm-hmm.
where you wonder, you know, if you're slightly off in one day, is that going to make a difference with how you're going to perceive what's going on with the patient?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't want to send them down a road that's going to cost thousands of dollars,
right.
and be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
At least I don't.
Right.
So.
I find the body actually just takes over, and you start to begin to feel better and better. I've been working on myself now for 2.5 years on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel, I mean, I'm 58 years old, and I have to say I feel better than I did when I was in my 20s.
Wow.
I mean, that's just me. I'm, mm-hmm. you know, it's just how I'm feeling. Of course, living in Arizona may have something to do with it, too.
Well, and being in Sedona, you know, it's fairly quiet there.
Right.
Boy, if I felt better than I did in my 20s, they'd probably lock me up.
Well, I like the idea of being able to connect the body, mind, and spirit, you know, and this machine seems to help us find that balance.
Yeah, it's really quite interesting. How long has that program been out?
Well, this particular program, I think, has been out about 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are other programs out there that are of similar, that are similar to this. But, and those have been out for about 11, I think.
And what kind of programs are you
talking
about?
The QXVI is very similar to this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't actually seen one of those. I've heard a lot of people talk about it.
Mm-hmm. What I've learned is that this is, you know, very user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just, that's the way I basically learned it. We had, you know, about 4 days, 3 or 4 days of training, and then we can go in there and start, you know, just looking in it, and you'd fine-tune what you did in the beginning. You'd find those little areas that you wanted to work in, like the chakras and the meridians, and or maybe you started on your bones because they were hurting, and then you shifted over to the meridians. And what it did, it allowed me to grow,
mm-hmm.
and begin to research and study, and that led me to that book, Vibrational Medicine, by Richard Gerber, M.D., mm-hmm. which he is marrying the metaphysical with the medical. And it was so powerful to be able to look at this machine and see how all of that applied, and then it just took me on to a new level of consciousness, as well as being able to offer workshops for, you know, how our ancestors affect us today. So it's really making me branch out a little bit more as I learn this whole system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's one of the things that has to be brought out to the forefront now. You know, gone are the days where you would just treat the physical.
Right.
You know, and so many times when I have people come in to see me, they're just sitting there talking to me, and I'm seeing what actually happened to them on another level.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to treat that first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, luckily I live in woo-woo land, so so it's okay, because, you know, most of the people up there are okay with me talking about this kind of stuff.
Right.
And it makes a huge difference, because unless you clear those things that came from other levels or other lifetimes,
right,
then, you know, whether you believe in it or not doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what matters is that somebody sees it,
mm-hmm.
and goes after it and changes it,
mm-hmm.
where people can't get well. And so I found quite a few people that have things from other lifetimes that they're carrying the effects of now.
Right. And that was my aha moment when I was reading Richard Gerber's book, when he said disease starts at the etheric level of the body. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's the emotional part of our body. And it's about, you know, if we can heal that part of our body, we can stay healthier longer if we can heal that emotional level of the body. And I think that was so powerful for me,
mm-hmm.
to learn that. And because that's what I had been doing, but at the time didn't quite understand why I was going through all those exercises and
mm-hmm.
and doing all that meditation. But now I know and I understand, and so I share that with my clients, and I can see the difference in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in about 3 months, I do see a real, you know, they go to that emotional level to where they are more peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, this works on the stress level so much anyway, and it just helps to relieve the stresses that we do have in our everyday lives.
Oh yeah, because even if you're a fairly calm person, you still have to interact with the rest of the world.
That's right.
And I mean, at least a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I find actually that the people who don't interact with the rest of the world very much are the ones who have the biggest problems.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the rest of us have had to learn how to cope, and you know, we might get upset, but we usually know what to do about it.
Mm-hmm. And that's true.
Yeah, and these other people, they're having a hard time. You know, they come in to see me, and I tell them, well, first of all, you have to learn some coping behaviors.
Okay.
And, you know, if you have ineffective coping behaviors, that's one of the triggers that sends you down the road of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And our emotions can send us down that road very quickly.
Very quickly.
So it's very important to heal the emotional body. And the etheric is really the template for the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Kirlian photography showed that a long time ago, you know, that you can look at a body where someone has just had something amputated, Mm-hmm. And you will still see that amputated limb. You'll see it unamputated in the etheric.
Yes.
So, and the one that got me, too, that I really liked in that book by Richard Gerber, mm-hmm. is when he talked about experiments that were done in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about how they would take the scalpel, and they would intend to cut off a major meridian point.
Mm-hmm.
And they would pass the scalpel in the air over that meridian point with the intent to cut it, and 3 days later the associated organ died.
Mm.
Very interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That kind of made me sit up and go, whoa. And then on top of that, you know, look at how some people play with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they say, oh, I'd like to cut your throat, and then they make the slashing motion.
Right.
Well, if somebody's saying that to someone, they actually mean it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're being nice, and they're not doing it because they know they'd go to jail forever.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the intent is still there. And so when you're around someone that's doing that kind of behavior to you,
yes.
then eventually, you know, you can get ill, and you can actually have a disease in the associated organ.
Right. You're actually, I think some people can take on that other person's energy as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I find that, too, in some of my... testing that I do, that they may test, say cancer may show up on the very top of the list,
mm-hmm.
and I'll go through and think, well, you know, I don't think this person has cancer at all, and so I'll go through and do a little study in here and there, do a little test here and there, and find that there's nothing in there showing that this person really does have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'll ask the question, you know, where have you been today, what did you do, and they said, well, I went over to the a retirement center, and I found out my aunt has cancer, and that's been on my mind a lot.
Mm.
So we carry other people's energy as well, you know, and so there are times that I can pick that up.
Now, when somebody does come in with that, then are you able to hook them up to the machine and get rid of that particular influence?
Through the chakra clearing and the meridians and the acupuncture points. You know, and then the next time that we do that test again, it would probably not appear there.
Yeah, that's a very interesting thing. I didn't really get to talk to you before I left town,
mm-hmm.
but and I was telling some of my friends, you know, it's been a very strange week this last week. A lot of people that are really ill,
right.
A lot of people that are really struggling, and I had three people walk into my office, and they had entities on them. They were possessed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I used to do exorcisms a long time ago, and I really don't like doing them because they're messy.
Uh-huh.
But then since I've been doing this quantum stuff, it's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, basically we just kind of invite them to leave, and you know, we provide the atmosphere that kind of makes them uncomfortable, and then they go.
Uh-huh.
So my question to you is, can you do something like that with the life program?
Well, what I like to say is that I like to build a person's body to
mm-hmm.
where that, you know, they would be strong enough to be able to more or less fight off anything like that, or it just wouldn't happen. I mean, if you've got
mm-hmm.
strong enough meridians and chakras and acupuncture points, and your emotional level is at that highest level, in my mind, they're not going to be able to penetrate. They
so basically, won't. You're talking about raising the vibration, the vibratory level of the person.
That's right. That's
yeah.
exactly right.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I find that most of the time when someone has gotten an entity attached to them, and we all get them,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially
mm-hmm.
listeners are probably going, oh boy, this is really wacko. But I'll tell you, the worst two places to pick up entities are in hospitals and in bars.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, when I was in the hospital years ago, and they started bringing out a couple new types of drugs, the drugs were kind of unmasking and letting people see reality, and I used to have patients that would freak out and say, oh my God, you know, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm seeing demons and angels everywhere.
Mm.
And I'd look at them and go, really? You know, tell me, what do you see now? Look out in the hallway. And I'd open the door, and they'd go, oh my God, oh, there's one of the worst demons of all. And they'd point at some doctor, you know, or some nurse, and I'd just start laughing, and I'd go, well, you're right. And they'd look at me, and they were so happy to know that, you know, what they saw was reality, and they weren't losing their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, either that or we're all crazy together, you know, who knows. But it was just kind of funny, you know, and I started noticing that when they came out with a couple new new synthetic drugs that they were giving people after anesthesia.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even remember what they were now, but I thought, wow, that's really interesting.
That is interesting.
And, you know, what enabled those people to see that all of a sudden? And it's around us all the time.
Mm-hmm. It just took them to another level.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I gained a lot of knowledge about that kind of thing reading Mitchell Gibson's books.
Mm-hmm.
And he's down in Mesa, and or was, and he saw, you know, the spirits that were in the hospital, too, because he was an MD in Mesa. So that was real insightful.
Yeah, I think quite a few people do see that, but they kind of put it in the back of their mind and try to ignore it.
Right.
But I used to see the spirits rising up out of their bodies. In fact, when I was in nursing school and I was working as an aide, I would I'd tell the charge nurse, I need to go sit with so-and-so, they're about to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd say, okay. And I'd sit there and I'd hold her hand, and you know, it happened so many times. I tell them, well, you know, you got an hour, call the family, you know, and get them in here. And I just kind of knew because I could see them starting to lift out of their bodies.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I've often thought it's such a travesty that this stuff is going on, and the majority of the people want to believe that it's not real. And so they've made everybody else turn off their sight, so to speak, and, you know, made it, you know, a laughing stock of a lot of people who started to do that. Of course, there are some of us that are rebels and said, yeah, well, you just can't see. And I used to tell people, you know, these crazy people, the reason they're crazy is because they are so sensitive. They're seeing what's really there, but they're stuck in the lower bands.
Right.
And that would be really hell on earth.
Right.
And, you know, and thank God, you know, being psychic doesn't usually get you stuck there, you know. But for some reason, those people are, and it's horrible. Mm-hmm. And when I had to do my mental health rotation, I saw a lot of them that way, and they're extremely psychic.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, their vibratory level was so low.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that maybe this life biofeedback could be tested someplace like a, you know, mental institution and see if that would free these people up by raising their vibratory level.
Well, that's interesting. I one of these days, I suppose that would be a real value. I mean, when that time arises.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can just see all these great things that we could do.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell me some of your experiences with this machine and with people.
There was I worked with a young man about 25 years old, and cleft palate appeared on his list, he said to me, well, that's really interesting because my wife's expecting a baby and the baby has a cleft palate already diagnosed by a physician. And the baby was born and actually only needed 1 to 2 surgeries when he was first born. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for cleft palate, I think that's kind of a rarity. And,
yeah, I would say so, because if the cleft palate was that obvious
on
ultrasound, then that was really bad.
Right, and so the father was actually doing Reiki on that on the baby in utero, and then I helped you know, do send frequencies as well, and then there were prayers being sent out to this baby worldwide, as well as energy work was being sent to the baby too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we caught it somehow or another at the right time. And, you know, we just, we assumed perhaps that the father was a carrier, but, you know, who knows? I don't really know for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have so many genetic aberrations going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since Better Living Through Chemistry popped on the scene back when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've never been here before. Humanity has never been subjected to all of the pollutants that we have, not just the chemicals,
right,
but we have ionizing radiation all around us. We have, you know, we have the cosmic rays that are bombarding us even heavier, you know, from the solar flares and things.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and we've got everybody's mental, emotional garbage that's flying around in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just kind of a, I guess, we're in a dark fishbowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're floating around in this muck, and I think that a lot of the new spirits that are coming in, you know, they come into these bodies that have been affected in so many different ways, and I think we need to do everything that we can to make sure that they have a best or at least a better chance at coming out with a, you know, a fully formed functional body.
Right.
And that's happening less and less now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people like to quote the Bible, and if you look in there, it says the sins of the fathers are visited upon the children.
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't realize is it has nothing to do with morality. It really has to do with dietary sins.
Mm-hmm.
And sin is actually an ancient archery term that means to miss the mark.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they were talking about the sins of the fathers, they're talking about how, you know, in seven generations that that it would really come home to roost. And what that basically means is by the seventh generation, if you continue on a destructive nutritional pathway, then the seventh generation will be sterile. And they've proven that with Pottinger's cats, you know, in the study on table scraps, you know, cooked food versus raw food.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all that kind of stuff going on, too.
Well, now, along with the emotional stuff that we're getting back from all those generations back as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're picking up all of that. And so, and then we're responsible for, you know, seven generations forward.
Yeah, and we have to clear all that stuff now. I mean, everybody in Sedona is talking about it, and we're all talking about how you have to release now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's not in your lifetime, whatever lifetime it was in,
mm-hmm.
throughout your ancestral line, it's really important to clear it.
Right, exactly. And that's what we're doing with our workshops now, too.
And I think that, you know, with that machine, that's the easiest way to clear it, you know. I mean, you can just lay there and kind of go to sleep.
As many do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's my way to clear stuff. I've tried the other stuff. I've done rebirthing and all kinds of things. And, and I can tell you, rebirthing is really difficult.
Mm.
I mean, to do it really right and to really have that, you know, one with God experience and everything, it's tough work.
Oh, I bet.
And, you know, it's a heck of a lot easier just to get, you know, put the straps on for the life biofeedback.
I know, and the thing that happens so often, you know, I'll do the emotional, you know, the ages of events that took place in this lifetime that affect us with an emotion and a conflict, and I have to talk to the client and make them aware of how that all interacts, and
mm-hmm.
so they are really identifying a lot of issues that they had, and they can't deny it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had a few people that might say, well, I don't agree with this or I don't agree with that. But if they go home, when they go home, they kind of sit down and they think about it. It's like, oh, aha, that's the reason I'm the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can begin to rectify those by sending the frequencies to them and, you know, through the machine and help to balance that. Those issues for them, and that's been phenomenal. I've seen some wonderful experiences from people who were really angry when they first started. And
yeah, talk about that a little bit more.
Well, you know, they had a lot of issues. You know, down here in Sedona, you know, we get a lot of people from out of town. I mean, you know, and a lot of people are moving here from out of town, and they come from really dreary areas like I did, you know, Washington State,
mm-hmm.
and they come here with their own issues, and a lot of times, a lot of people that I come in contact with are pretty, you know, they're a little angry about this or that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had women that have said that they were very angry at their ex-husband, and all of a sudden, after working with me after one or two sessions, they are feeling compassion toward him, and they're beginning the process of forgiving.
Wow.
And I see this over and over again. And now part of that has to do with, you know, my background and being able to help them and walk them through it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, I think in combination with the biofeedback machine and what I know, we're able to, in about 3 months, I really do see some dramatic changes in people.
Well, that's an awesome thing. I mean, I think that people are so tired right now.
Yes.
You know, I know so many people that are struggling just to get through the day because the energy has just been so intense.
Right.
And, you know, maybe we feel it more being in Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
But even the people out here, I've talked to several people, and you know, as I'm running around and enjoying myself here, and people are just talking about how, oh man, I'm so glad this is a new year, because last year was so hard.
it was, yes.
And, you know, if they're feeling that here, you know, can imagine how much, you know, multiplied it is for us. And, you know, one of the things that I think stops people from doing a lot of the work they need to do is because it's so flipping painful.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, nobody wants to go through that again. And you know, I've always kind of laughingly said men will do anything to avoid emotional pain, mm-hmm. and women will do anything to avoid physical pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are, you know, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter which sex you are, you got some problem that you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for women, we have a hard time with the emotional stuff because our emotional bodies are so much highly developed
mm-hmm.
compared to men's, and their physical bodies are much more highly developed and,
right.
and the mental bodies. And, you know, I mean, we all have our things that we're supposed to be doing here, and, you know, if people can just release that stuff,
right.
then they can move ahead light years. And,
yeah.
you know, I've seen so many people who are telling me, okay, you need to work on this, and they say, okay. And, you know, months later I say, okay, how are you doing? Well, I didn't want to do that.
Right.
Or, you know, I just couldn't find the time to do it. And you kind of look at them and you go, I thought you said you wanted to be well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we've identified that something is emotional or it is, you know, like a loop, I call it the endless tape loop,
mm-hmm.
you know, where parents have stuffed the wrong ideas into your head.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to combat that. How much easier is it just to go and see you? And hook everything up
mm-hmm.
and just go, okay, let's release that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that way a lot better, you know?
It is, but I also make them very well aware that they have to do the work. You know, I give them little homework to do as well so they can do things when they're home
mm-hmm.
to even journaling, you know, identifying the emotion that is created when something happens to a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is so important for people to identify it and then to recognize what organ is affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think I would have understood any of that if I hadn't gone through the work with the Korean masters and then got this machine. I
mm-hmm.
wouldn't have understood. I wouldn't have put all the pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can share that.
Well, everything is in divine order.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And I think that that's, I think we get the things put into our hands at the right time.
Absolutely.
Because we planned it that way.
We did.
And, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, sometimes I want to kick myself in the butt, you know, because I planned an awful lot of things for this life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of look at the way things are going sometimes, and I'm like, oh, my God, you know, give me a break. And then my friends will look at me and go, well, you scheduled this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there comes a point where you're really anxious, you know, to move ahead and jump up to the next level.
Right. And I really try to make people aware that they have to do the work. There's no one exempt. I cannot do it for them. I'm only a facilitator, and I can help guide them
mm-hmm.
to, you know, and teach them the things that I've learned through my lifetime that helped me get to where I am today. And
yeah.
and it was, well, I'll tell you, I believe without a doubt that this biofeedback machine is very instrumental in keeping me at a healthier level.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I have to look at it some more.
Uh-huh.
But I was pretty tired when I was over at your place the other day.
Yeah.
I really needed a vacation.
You'll be ready when you get back.
Yeah, but I really want to see more about that and, you know, see the changes that happen and really start working with people more on that level, too. Because, you know, I'm into the whole quantum physics thing.
Right, I know.
Yeah, and one of the things I've noticed with the holographic room is that I can put people in there, and once I tell them, hey, it's okay, talk about things you'd like to release out of your life, then, and I tell them, you know, I'm not going to hear you because I'm going to put the music on. You can talk out loud, you know, and really it's important to state it out loud
yeah.
and say, I'm now releasing this.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do that, miracles happen.
Ah.
I mean, they come out, they look completely different. I mean, their lives change, and I kind of go, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to figure anything out other than, you know, what the drill was to put them in there.
Right, just provide the mode for them to be able to utilize.
Exactly, and all it is it's frequency.
Mm-hmm.
you know, because I'm beaming the, you know, the standard frequency in there,
mm-hmm.
and then they go in, and the room changes according to whatever it is that they say they want to do,
mm-hmm.
and then they walk out with that frequency. So I'm thinking mm-hmm. that we can probably do some adjunct stuff that would be really, really interesting and really kind of catapult people forward.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's really a possibility.
You know, I think maybe we ought to design a program, you know, tell people to come to Sedona for the weekend. And
there you go.
Yeah, we'll set it all up for them.
There is so much to hear that is provided in, like, one area. I mean, you know, the whole Sedona area,
mm-hmm.
that they can find everything that they would need to
mm-hmm.
help them. I actually had a fellow come in from Chicago this last week, and he actually told me that he would not have been able to get to where he really wanted to be without the help that I gave him during this week, from two sessions with the biofeedback, from doing the ancestral lineage, how that affects the body. He had some great aha moments during that time. And so then we ended it with the emotional release and resistance to change and its association to the organs. And that was just so powerful for him. And I could actually see the difference in him throughout the week in how he was able to have more clarity
mm-hmm.
and create what he was wanting to do. He's a motivational speaker, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so this kind of just went with everything that he believed in. And so it was really phenomenal to see that and experience that with him.
Wow. Now, see, that's giving me some more ideas. Got a million of them.
You know? Oh, I know. We'll be able to put something of real value together for some of the people that are out there listening, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I have, you know, probably about 100 people I'm sifting through my brain right now
mm-hmm.
that need something to help boost them to the next step, and so many that have genetic problems.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can remove the things that cause that, wouldn't that be interesting?
That would be really, really very interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have enough clients around here, too, that they're so excited and they just love to share their experience with other people,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we can draw upon their experiences as well. And most of it's that emotional stuff.
You know, the emotions trip us all up.
You know? Absolutely.
You know, I've been telling people for years, you know, when I first came to Sedona, I made a major shift from hard power into soft power.
Yes.
And it was just kind of funny, you know, just I had been working on it. And then when it happened because of an incident that got me really angry. And I made a choice at that point that I was not going to respond the way I usually would. And by making that choice and sending love to the other person that was involved,
mm-hmm.
I made this shift that, I mean, I actually levitated. It was really interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I put my hands down to the ground, and the power that came through my palms
mm-hmm.
blasted me off my feet. That was kind of interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
And all kinds of really wild stuff happened.
Well, yeah. That's the other thing is that I guess the main thing that I really like to point out to people is, you know, if you have a list of people that have really hurt you in the past, make that list up, and every day for 6 weeks to 3 months, send them love in the morning, send them love at night before you go to bed, and see the difference in yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's all part of forgiveness. And I didn't understand forgiveness in my earlier days, and I sure didn't want to forgive anybody
mm-hmm.
because what happened, it made me responsible,
mm-hmm.
you know, for all of this. And so I took my total responsibility and just sent love out to everyone. And my heart changed and my heart opened.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that is what happens.
Right. And I hope that, you know, I hope the listeners can, when, you know, actually, I hope that helps them.
I hope that it does, too. I had a similar experience, and, you know, I was, I think I was 24,
mm-hmm.
and divorcing my first husband, and it was kind of interesting. I was very, very angry,
mm-hmm.
and I was not someone that should have been dating. I was really mad at men. And it was just, it was really rough, you know, because he basically was going crazy. But, you know, but didn't want to admit it or anything else, an alcoholic, you know, drug user, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
I was naive. But anyway, I started going to the psychic group and started working on love. And it took me about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of that 3 months, I finally got it.
Uh-huh.
And when I did, it completely changed my life.
Right.
And, I mean, the night that I got it, I was sitting in the group, and the instructor was laughing because I couldn't stay in my body. I kept floating up out of it. I was just in total bliss. And it's such an important thing to do, listeners, to do for yourself. And, I mean, I've known some people say, well, I can't forgive so-and-so.
Right.
And I look at them and I say, okay, then you're going to continue to be sick.
Right, and it the can't means won't.
Yeah,
so
it's really,
you know,
a won't.
It takes the responsibility and puts it on somebody else, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, won't puts the responsibility right back on yourself.
Right, and then that means that you have a choice and you can change.
Right.
And, you know, I don't work with people who tell me I can't.
Right.
Because, first of all, that's not true, and secondly, it means that I'm just wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, don't waste my time and your money.
Exactly, exactly.
So I think that this life biofeedback is going to be a great help, also to me in my practice, because now I can send people to you and to, you know, to help them to get over those humps where they keep saying they can't.
Right.
One of the things I don't know if my last patient came to see you yet or not.
Not yet.
But she's needing help to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, you know, that it really does help with that program.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, we ought to look at that a little bit more, maybe do a stop smoking clinic or something,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, run a study on it.
Right. I actually worked with a fellow that had MS,
mm-hmm.
and he was a smoker, and he was saying, I don't care what you do, you know, I just don't want you to work on my smoking because I love it so much. And I said, okay, you know, this is in my early days. And I said, I'll just work on the, you know, the MS issues, and that's all I promise. So he wound up dropping his smoking down to about 5 cigarettes a day. And he said he had gotten to a point where he actually didn't want to smoke anymore. And then I left the area, and I think he's right back to it right now. But and because he didn't want to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And quitting is in the mind, you know, you have
yeah.
to want to do it.
Oh yeah,
and you know, have to
and
make
I,
that commitment.
I feel sorry for people that, you know, that come to see me and they're really in dire straits, and I tell them you've got to stop smoking now,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to,
mm-hmm.
and then I have to, you know, give them the talk and say, listen, do you want to live or die? It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when people are telling me that they've smoked all their lives, they don't really see any reason to quit, and I'm looking at their lab work and stuff and going, well, I have quite a few reasons. Which ones would you like to hear about first? You know, and it's not a judgment thing. It's just that, you know, you can get away with certain behaviors for a while.
Mm-hmm. Then
how long depends upon your constitution.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, there's a tip over.
Yeah.
And at that tipping point, it's like, well, you have to decide if you want to live or die.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to die, then you continue doing the behaviors that have tipped you over.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to live, you have to stop the life-destructive behaviors and practice life-affirming behaviors.
Yeah.
So I think that with this life biofeedback, it may make some of that a lot easier for people.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll help them move on. It's just, it assists them in being able to move on and through the subtle energies that it feeds into the body. It just, it's so subtle you don't even know that it's really there.
Well, that's kind of what happens in the holographic room, too.
Yeah, and it's like a week or two later, it's like, oh, I don't have that ache or pain that I had a few weeks ago, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, the frequency stuff does work. It, you know, I decided to put together a quantum swimming class using the energies of the room and, you know, having people get on the live broadcast interactive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to do that because I know it works. And I started thinking, okay, now how am I going to get me to do this? Oh, brilliant. I'll give a class. Only I have to do it. Otherwise, I'm too busy, you know,
exactly.
And I forget to do it. But all that stuff does work, and it's very subtle. And one of the things I noticed when I did the study on the room is that people would go in and say, for instance, you know, I'm ready to accept full health and physical vitality in my life. Mm-hmm. And they said it was the weirdest thing. You know, within a couple of weeks, all of a sudden they noticed whenever they went out to eat, they always chose the healthiest alternative. Mm-hmm. Whenever they went shopping, instead of buying all the cookies and cakes and, you know, candies and stuff like that, mm-hmm. or the processed foods, mm-hmm. they started buying fresh, natural foods.
Right.
And then one lady said, you know, it was the weirdest thing. She said, I was going out to get the mail. All of a sudden, I find myself putting on my tennis shoes and walking, you know, for a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that was the weirdest thing.
Right.
And she said, I've been walking every single day, and I'm really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't know how that happened.
And that's what happens with our weight control section. It just allows a person to want to eat and do the right things,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I thought was a little... You know, I was ready for it to just start making me lose all this weight. You know, little did I know, it was, oh, I have to do it.
Yeah, you do kind of have to do the homework.
That's right.
And, you know, it's light homework comparatively because at least, you know, you've already gotten rid of the cravings and the destructive behaviors, you know, and it kind of changes you mentally, emotionally.
Right.
Because you'll find that most of the habits that we do are something that started because we were not feeling loved.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can fill yourself with love
mm-hmm.
and, you know, be complete within yourself, then you automatically are not going to do these destructive behaviors.
Exactly.
So anything that causes that to happen is what we need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's so simple to go sit down and get hooked up to this vital feedback machine. And it was not painful.
And then be able to identify, because I find mm-hmm. that some people... are not able to identify sometimes what is really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can see it there on paper, you can walk them through some of it. You know, they just need to talk it out a little bit and say, oh, yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's very interesting stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing what else happens with it, learning more about it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens when I send you patients to do this
mm-hmm.
because I'll send them after I've already done the full history and physical.
Uh-huh.
So I know what's going on with them. I've kind of grokked it, you know, with the intuitive mind.
Right.
And I'll be able to see the differences in them, too. So that's going to be really interesting.
Yes.
And I think that there's a whole lot more applications for this than we're even thinking of at the moment.
At the moment, yes.
And I think that we're going to find that... this is going to become more and more commonplace
mm-hmm.
as people start getting more serious. And I've noticed now since the first of the year, and this is not just a New Year's resolution thing, but I've noticed since the first of the year, a lot of people are starting to stand up taller
mm-hmm.
and become centered in their bodies, and they're going, you know, I'm not putting up with any crap anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm encouraging this, of course.
and
I'm doing it myself. And I kind of noticed this, you know, the last couple of weeks. I went, you know what? I am not willing to suffer fools anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also not willing to suffer vampires and all these other wackos that come around. And, you know, and folks, I'm talking about energy vampires, okay? I'm not talking about the blood-sucking kind. There are a lot of energy vampires in Sedona. And there's a lot all over the place. You know, and the way you can tell if somebody is one is when they walk in and all of a sudden you feel this wave of dizziness. And what that normally means is they've just attached a sucker to you and they're sucking your energy. So, you know, it's all etheric and everything. But, you know, I just got so irate this last week when somebody came into my office like that and I said, out, you know. And, you know, I just was not willing to play nice anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I am refusing anymore to be nice to these people. I am refusing to allow this in my life. And then I talked to somebody else, and they say, you know what? I've been, you know, taking that same stance. I'm refusing to let this continue anymore, you know, whatever it is that they're talking about.
Right.
And it's people in all walks of life, especially politically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, hearing people in the grocery store saying, you know what? I am not going to stand for what's going on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
People are just fed up.
Right.
And they're starting to take their power back, and I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
So the more we can get people into that centeredness
mm-hmm.
and get them to take their power back and to really be conscious creators, mm-hmm. then the faster our planet is going to be doing better.
Yes, that's true.
So I'm very much looking forward to learning more about this.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
Yeah, and for myself, I was so tired when I went to see you, and I had to work until almost midnight that night, so, you know, I don't really know, you know, physically if I felt any different. I'm still tired.
Yes, sometimes it can hit you for about 3 or 4 days.
Well,
you can become tired, or you can be the complete opposite and have a whole lot of energy.
Well, I didn't have that, but then, you know, it was a long drive from Sedona out to here.
Right.
And let me tell you why, listeners. I drove because Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix is the first place that they have decided to grant the ability to X-ray everybody with. And so now when you go to fly out of Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, you're getting X-rayed. And I am not happy about that, especially in light of studies that were done, I think it was about 10 years ago, where they found that low-dose radiation is way more dangerous than they had ever thought before. And now I haven't looked at any studies recently, but that is a matter of great concern for me. So I decided, you know what, I'm fed up with the airport, I'm fed up with our freedoms being taken away, and, you know, I think they ought to go back to just letting everybody carry a gun on the plane, and then if some terrorist stands up, everybody else will blast them. I mean, that would be very effective. There would not be too many terrorists doing anything after that. So, you know, so I say that tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, taking away our freedoms is not okay.
Right.
And that's not the way to get rid of terrorists. And all they're doing is they're just, you know, locking everybody down more and more. And so, you know, this X-ray thing is just another thing. So now everybody's going to get X-rayed every time they step on a plane? What about all these business travelers that are traveling every single week? What about the pilots and the stewardesses or flight attendants? And, you know, all these people, I'm just so flabbergasted by the whole thing.
Yes, and I think that's the value of the machine, being able to help us become stronger within. You know, all internally as well.
Yeah, and we need to
withstand some of that.
Yeah, I mean, because now you're looking at things. I mean, X-ray is high frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, even if they're using something to enhance like they do with the CAT scan,
mm-hmm.
it's still high frequency.
Right.
And, you know, so that's going to do a lot of damage to different tissues. So now we need to find whatever means we can to heal the body. Because, you know, people have to fly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, business would grind to a halt if they didn't.
That's right.
So, I mean, we do have homeopathic X-ray mm-hmm. that we can give people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we can use Dr. Bell's devices that protect against X-ray.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but he says if you're in an area that's where there's X-rays, get out.
That's right.
Although the receptors do take care of, you know, a good bit of it, but still, you know, it's just, we just got to find better ways to do things, you know.
And we're doing our part.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to do what we can. So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, see, this is another thing. I have all these thoughts running around in my head about the life biofeedback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a Geiger counter. So, you know, maybe we ought to, you know, kind of check everybody's background radiation and then, you know, run them through there and see what happens.
Oh, interesting. It does do the detox, the body detox.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be interesting to kind of see what comes up.
Yeah, I did that in my room.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, measured first. There's no radiation in the room whatsoever. And people were coming in anywhere between 3 and 10 millirems.
Mm.
And I put them in the room, and they came out at 0.
Oh, wow. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, so that was 15 minutes of the scalar frequencies.
Ah.
So I'd be very interested to see if the life biofeedback is able to drop the radiation levels.
Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting? That'd be interesting to find out.
Well, maybe I'll lend you my Geiger counter so you can check it out.
There you go.
Yeah, we got to find these things out. So, listeners, I hope that you have enjoyed this. And if you have any further questions, Jeanette, would you give your email or however you'd like people to contact you?
It's vibrationalbiofeedback@yahoo.com. And the phone number is 928-284-1879.
Excellent. So listeners, if you have any questions, please get a hold of Jeanette, or if you forget, you can email me at info@drvalerienmd.com, and I will be happy to forward it to Jeanette. And if you're in the Sedona area, you know, give us a holler. Stop by and we'll hook you up with some really cool stuff to do.
Yes, we will.
So thank you so much for being on the show, Jeanette. I really appreciate it, and it's fascinating learning about all this stuff.
Thank you, Dr. Valerie. I appreciate it.
You bet, and I will see you in a couple days.
All right, give me a call.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
And listeners, thank you for listening in, and tune in again next week. And in the meantime, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.